Joining us on our program today, we have from Midwest Growth Partners, John Mickelson. John, thanks for taking time to visit with us.
Good morning, Jim. I appreciate it.
And also joining us today on our program, we have Dan O, AgCertain President and CEO. Dan, thanks for joining us as well.
Yeah, pleasure to be with you. Thanks.
Well, let's get started. This was an opportunity. It started out as a way to find out a little bit more about Midwest Growth Partners. It just so happens one of the companies they work with locally is AgCertain. But, John, first of all, a little bit about Midwest Growth Partners. You're one of the co-founders, one of the managing partners. It's a private equity firm. Can you explain for our listeners just the advantage of having some business or an operation like Midwest Growth Partners?
Yeah, sure. So we're in our 10th year, and we're located in West Des Moines. So, you know, Iowa and private equity aren't two things that typically go together often, but we use that to our advantage, and it's part of our core competency. But we invest in businesses that need institutional capital, either for growth or for a succession planning event. So if the owner is looking to retire and need someone to sell the business to, we can step in there as well. So we just raised our third fund, and so we've made 29 investments over 10 years, and those tend to be predominantly in food and agriculture, such as AgCertain. And AgCertain is really a good case study. So given the Boone address, I'm really glad that this worked out today.
I know that looking at the businesses you work with, you stay pretty much in the Midwest. And again, is there obviously the reason is there's a lot of interest and a lot of support here in the Midwest?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, food and agriculture, with the exception of sort of Central Valley in California, obviously a majority of that in the U.S. Is in the Midwest. And then really there's a cultural aspect. So we like dealing with, you know, Iowans and Midwestern people. They tend to share our values of hard work and honesty and things like that. So we like working with them. And so that's predominantly where we stay is make investments in the Midwest.
All right. Dan, I know you've taken over as the president and CEO at AgCertain. A lot of people probably knew there was a building there, and that's about as much as a lot of people knew about it. But recently, you guys have been very busy taking a look at some opportunities that are coming up for you.
Yeah, it's, first of all, a wonderful place to do business in Boone and Boone County, and then in the greater cultivation corridor area that heads up from Des Moines up to Boone and Ames. When we started the business, we were focused on delivering products and services where traceability and identity preservation matter. And that's a big and growing marketplace, because Americans like to vote with the dollars, and people increasingly want to know where their food comes from and the products they use, and then they can choose how they do it. And we're really focused on delivering a great, high-quality product where you know where it came from. And the logistics here in Boone, the people, the ability to work, and, quite frankly, the industrial park that we've heavily invested in, we're an ideal starting point. We're delighted to be there.
It was, at least from my standpoint, seeing the press releases and the news and the number of visitors you've had coming out there. It's a dynamic time for you, very dynamic time.
It is. And we produce currently there today some products that go all over the country, and some of the raw material comes in from overseas. So right now we're producing very high-quality pharmacopoeia-grade glycerin. That comes out of production in Iowa and the Midwest as a crude product we refine and get to the right state. And we also do specialty edible oils that usually go into cooking, but you'd be surprised they sometimes go into fragrance and body care and lots of other things. But we're going to expand out there and over time create a integrated circular bioeconomy park where things come in whole grain format, and we separate, fractionate, have water treatment for bioprocessing, get into a lot of other interesting things, but it's all interrelated and additive to the area.
Mm-hmm. And for John, this it seems to be from the different businesses, and I've seen that MGP has been looking at. This kind of fits right in your wheelhouse of things that you like to help support and be involved with.
It really does. We believe in the food and ag thesis that Dan just talked about on the macro level, but then on the micro level, got to partner with some great people. We've got a great employment base out there, which we love, and then all the follow-on investment, so the rail and the utilities and the water treatment, those are all capital intensive, but those are investments that we're really happy about because we think it builds the value of business over time. And so when we make an initial investment in the business, we're not turning around trying to figure out when the first distribution is going to come. Instead, we're trying to figure out how we can further invest in the business by hiring more people and expanding the facilities and things like that, because that makes the business worth more in the long run.
So that's what most listeners might wonder. Why? How did you two get, how did the two businesses get affiliated? Again, it was, about 4 years ago or so? Probably started talking earlier than that, though.
Yeah. I knew Dan from his previous role in the Ames area, way back when I was a commercial banker. And so we had just stayed in touch. And after he left there, we had chatted a few times about looking at different opportunities, and then he saw that this was an opportunity, and thought that there was some capital need there, and reached out to us. And over a period of about a year, we structured the transaction and got it done.
And this, makes it the good fit. And for Dan, I'm guessing this is really helps a platform to really start moving forward on a lot of things that you want to do. You talked about some of the expansion opportunities.
Yeah, and, money is super important in companies like MGP, help bring money together and form it and invest it. But I like them for many other reasons, and I think it's fair to say we selected each other. I'm impressed with John and his team. I had known them and others who knew them long before, and the work that they'd done previously in Fund 1 and Fund 2, we could look at it and see that it would be a good fit, and in the just few years we've been working together, it's proven to be a great match, and I would recommend them to anyone. They are true to their belief that they want to strengthen America and the Midwest and ag and food and manufacturing. We do too, and it's been easy to work together.
So after you come together and you keep moving forward, I know we've talked about, or you mentioned a couple of the high-profile things that we're looking at out there. For those that may have missed the news about a week or so ago, but Ag Certain picked up a sizable grant. You're building a reverse osmosis plant out there, and that's something that just doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah, we're quite thankful to the economic development folks in the area, Dan Colhane and his team, Bill Scare and city manager of Boone and city council and county, and Debbie Durham and her team at Iowa Economic Development Authority. The governor has a vision for supporting the reuse and reutilization and conservation of water out of Iowa's system and putting it right back in. And we are a business that produces water out of our production that easily is treated and can be reused. The beauty of a lot of the ag processing we do is it's not harmful. So we can just sit here and run the stuff back in. We are going to end up working alongside our governmental partners to ensure that we are increasing the utilization of these natural resources in a good way.
And John, these are the kinds of things I know you like to see your businesses continuing to evolve and grow and take that next step up to the next level.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the water treatment's a great project. It helps the community. We produce a lot of water that today we have to pay to haul away. So it's sort of a win-win for everyone and all the stakeholders involved.
I know you both talked about the fact you knew each other previously in other working relationships and stuff, but partnerships like this, again, really are what a lot of smaller communities, and Boone's relatively small, our market area, though, the what we call it, the Ames Metro area or the MSA, but it's one of those areas where it is a region, and that's what we're seeing here, especially here in Iowa. It takes that little region to work together to be able to make this go forward and to be successful economically. And this is important to continue relationships like this. I'll have John approach that first, please.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. I know some of the work that they've the local communities have done there on getting roads around rail, you know, is important for us as our trucks come and go. That helps them with their efficiency, so they're not, you know, waiting for rail, which is obviously important for all of us to have in the region. So, yeah, there's no question that, you know, when we put, you know, private dollars at risk on behalf of our investors, it feels great when we've got a local community that supports that, and they're appreciative of the jobs and all those things, but they also have skin in the game. So it feels really good, and it's something that we seek out and we feel really good and proud of.
Okay. And for Dan, again, having this kind of opportunity, because you've been through this a couple of different ways, working with renewable energy as well. It does take that collaboration, that group.
It does. And, you know, it's another reason I was encouraged to, as you say, do it again here in Central Iowa. And we are the beneficiary of many, many people who have worked to create conditions so that business can be the force of good it usually is. So out at the Boone Industrial Park, you know, the town went through a lot of effort to get that certified. The Boone and Scenic Valley Railroad is our commercial short line. A lot of people don't realize that they do commercial work on an economic basis instead of just doing the wonderful Scenic Valley train activity. Community banks have been deep in involvement. Right now we've got four community banks, really five, that are involved. They're all Iowa banks, forming capital and helping. And even the vision that the state had to upgrade, as John was referring to, State Road 17, makes it a much better logistics site in the entire industrial park there at Boone, because trucks don't have to wait anymore for the UP to clear the track. So I think we are helping, but we're just one of many who have been working hard. And Boone is in a growth mode, and I recommend it as a place to do business.
I know that when I look at this, again, to me, I've watched when Technochem first went there. You know, so many years ago, it seemed like, and then we started to see a little bit more and a little bit more. It does take time to get there. I got to say, though, a lot of the technology, a lot of the innovation and stuff doesn't come from too far down the road, and it really does help. And it just doesn't stop there. It continues to expand and become more viable, too. The information and the technology that comes from basically Iowa State.
Yeah, and I would also say the people who graduate from or are attracted to the area because of the university and the quality of life, and Boone is ever more a big part of that. We do have high collaboration with the university, and we have talent that we hire out of there that is moving into and buying homes in Boone and helping the area grow. And I think it's very synergistic. We all as smaller communities have challenges, but people are working together very well in Boone and Story County.
Yeah.
John, the internship program. I was just going to mention your internship program. So AgCertain has approximately 20 students, many of them from Iowa State, cross-disciplinary. So you have engineering students, you have business students, you have ag students, and you know, they come in and work both at the plant and at the office. But then, in addition to that, every Friday they have sort of a morning session where they will come in and learn you know, learn about private equity, learn about government, learn about other companies. And so they have sort of a classroom session as well. And so that's a great example of how, you know, being close to Iowa State's been accretive for our business, and then hopefully also, you know, beneficial to those kids for their careers.
Yeah. I did want to ask John.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead, please.
Well, I just also wanted to praise the Boone High School and the Boone Community College there with DMAC, because they're highly focused on placing youth into local jobs, and we're constantly being able to interact with them and try to help do that. So another thing working well out there.
John, I wanted to ask you, because a lot of your team, and again, you're from, you're native Iowans, a lot of native Iowans in there, or native in the Midwest. And again, this is a, for Midwest Growth Partners, that's an important part. You've got a very solid base out of the Midwest here, and it does give you that perspective of looking at what's going to be good for everybody.
Yeah, it does. You know, we've got a young man visiting us Friday, so great example, you know, from the area, but he spent time in, you know, Chicago and New York and Washington, D.C., but, you know, has a young family now and wants to move back. And so there's a guy that, you know, we think shares our values and our worldview, and but he's got, you know, big city experience and big experience elsewhere. And so, you know, that combination for us works out. Really well.
It is one of the opportunities that is available. Again, private equity firm working with our local businesses, and we know, as Dan mentioned earlier, that recommends them for other aspects of growth and development as well too. But again, information I know is online for Midwest Growth Partners. But John, if people are interested in finding out more about that, what opportunities do they have? What's the best way to go about that?
Yeah, www.mgpfund.com is our website, and that's probably the easiest place to get, you know, our direct contact info, and people are welcome to reach out. And we get questions all the time about, you know, my brother-in-law wants to retire and what should he do? So we're happy to field those, even if it's not ultimately a fit for us. So happy to do that.
Sure. And of course, for Ag Certain, we're just looking at more growth. People can expect, I'm hoping, a lot more things coming up. And Dan, we want to emphasize, projects the size that you're taking on don't happen overnight. It takes some time to build up to them and get them taken care of.
Well, we appreciate this opportunity to talk about our company, and I would say that we are always hiring. And it's, while it's a technical business, we love training people, and somebody right out of high school would be welcome and can get a very advanced manufacturing education with us. And you don't need to be an engineer to join our business. We're looking for lots and lots of great people in the local area.
All right. I appreciate both of you taking time visiting with us and letting our listeners know a little bit more about Ag Certain, of course, but Midwest Growth Partners, how you help so many businesses be able to continue to do that expansion and make themselves a world contributor out there. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Once again, we've been visiting today with John Mickelson, who is the co-founder, managing partner with Midwest Growth Partners, and Dan O, Ag Certain president and CEO on our KWBG program.